Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
I come into your presence once again, Lord, aware that you are here. Do you want to speak to me? That what I'm doing now is the most important thing I'll do all day. That this relationship we're developing, this connection of heart and mind, is the most important relationship that I have. So I abandon myself to this time of prayer and give you pride of place and focus. And I am throwing you now in my time and my attention for these next minutes. And I begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in you, Lord. I believe you're here. I believe you'll speak to me. I believe you love me and want to commune with me. I believe that what you teach me today is our words of everlasting life. I believe that as my master, you are discipling me through your word, teaching me, giving me lessons for life, and I want to be open to those. I open your goodness, your power, your love, Lord. I open your word that enlightens my path, that gives me criteria for judgment of what I see and experience in the world, what I see and experience in my own heart. I hope in you. I hope you'll lead and guide and shepherd me. And I love you. I love your fidelity to me, your constancy, your goodness. I love what I see you do in the world and in people's hearts and souls. I love what you do in my family and what you do in my community, what you do in the souls that I guide and serve. I love all that you do, Lord. And so I want to make space in my heart and mind for you to continue doing all that you do. I humble myself. I'm grateful. And I'm open to listen to your word now. Luke 17, 26 to 37. Jesus said to his disciples, "That was as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planning, building. On the day when Lot left Sodom, fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. There'll be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to him, "Pray, where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." These are dramatic words, Lord, that focus on the end time and in a strange, challenging, the words of yours to say, don't go and look back, run. Like that you almost encourage a fearful and response, Lord. At least that's what it strikes me at the beginning. But let me take this piece by piece, Lord, and listen to your word. At first, Lord, in Noah and Lot, what you seem to focus on is that people are just going about their life, drinking, marrying, kind of just buying, selling, planning. Like there's this rhythm of life of just being immersed in the here and now, moving along and just doing your thing, almost as if without a mind and a heart for what's going on spiritually. Like as we go back even a couple chapters in Luke, we said, you know, you're unable to read the sign of the times, to see the clouds and to know the rain's coming. Like if you can do that in nature, why can't you do that in spiritual things? And it seems something similar here, Lord, that people are just going about their life and they're not realizing this immensity of sin that's growing up in the times of Noah and drives God to the flood. Or this immensity of sin going on in the town of Sodom that drives the people that go in there to be scandalized. And then God to react and come down in judgment. Like they're in there, in that context, constantly, almost like the toad in boiling water, the temperature is rising, and they just keep going on, keeping on, don't notice. And that's what it's going to be like when the day then God finally comes and judges. So, Lord, the first petition I have when I think about this is, Lord, don't let me be distracted. Don't let me lose sight of the eternal truths amidst a world that rejects them. Don't let me be like the frog who gets comfortable in the rising temperature and changing my criteria and lowering the bar according to what's acceptable by my peers. Give me a heart and mind that keeps you as the ultimate criteria, you as the ultimate judgment, your truth, your scripture, your word, your church as my point of reference, so that I can judge rightly the times that I'm in. And then when you do come in judgment, when you do say enough is enough, that I won't run in self-protection or in hiding from you, or to preserve my life or to run back to the town. But I'll be so focused on you already that when I see you coming, I'll obey you. I'll follow you. Just like Lot, when God said, leave and don't look back, I'll obey you. When you say, go do this, I will. I'll be following you. And that's what gives me confidence going forward, Lord. I know that if I'm attentive to you and following you and listening to you, I have nothing to fear. You will lead me to safety. I will not be the object of your wrath and judgment. I can be confident and trusting. And so I don't have to fear that, ooh, will I be the one taken or the one left? Well, Lord, if I'm focused on you, I'll be the one protected and cared for and led by you. It's the one who's just eating and drinking, buying and selling, marrying, going about business, even if we're in the same bed, even if we're in the same business or in the same kitchen or doing the same things externally. We're in a very different place internally. As a follower and disciple of you, that's the whole difference between the wheat and the chaff, between the sheep and the goats, between the ones that are followers of Jesus and the ones who are judged and separated out and that are burnt like chaff. So my following of you, my listening to you, is my protection and my salvation. I have nothing to fear. And that eerie saying that where the body is, there also the vultures will gather. And they're asking, like, where is this going to happen? It's there where there's death. And there were those who are following a life of death, of division and separation from God and from the divine and from his law and from following him. Where you see that death happening, that moral and spiritual decay, there's the sign. It's where the vultures are gathered. So that's why it becomes evident that even though there's two people right next to each other, there's one is very different. And we can trust that spiritual judgment, that spiritual reading. We would never wish that on anyone, and that's the invitation to be missionaries and to be apostles that I see here, Lord. There's still time to help that one who's right next to me, that we're both taken, that we're both saved and protected, that in this time of mercy is my time to evangelize, to mission, to share your gospel, so that they're falling in love with you and following you, and they will also be saved. So Lord, give me a missionary spirit, not a spirit of fear or of just self-protection or preservation, but give me a heart of mission and care and concern for you and for all of your children. And I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.